You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the headline yesterday, in fact, we were laughing because the headline was just Kate Middleton lives with 3 exclamation points. Because there was all of this conspiracy theory crap going around. She, after she had her abdominal surgery, that something had happened to her and she may have died. And, you know, Buckingham Palace and Kensington Palace are all covering it up. And so she went out shopping with Prince William and they splashed photos everywhere just to let everyone know. Of course, then came the inevitable. That's a body double. That's a double. That's not really
her. Well, then
really
that whole Photoshop picture came out. People are saying they just photoshopped her body in with the kids.
Right.
It wasn't really
yeah.
her. There was an affair rumor that, you know, she had bounced on the Prince of Wales because he was having an affair. So it was the whole where's Kate Middleton? Where's she at? Where'd she go? What was she doing?
So Jeremy threw this out yesterday and made me laugh. If you could disappear like Kate Middleton, where would you go?
If you could pull a Kate Middleton. And you're just like, your bubble around you right now, you're just sick of everybody, family, friends, coworkers. You just want to disappear. And it doesn't have to be for 2 weeks like Kate. It could be for 48 hours, 24 hours. Where would you disappear to? You're going to pull a Kate Middleton and just poof, vanish.
Can't we make it longer than 48 hours?
Well, I don't want the police to come looking for you.
Can't we go for a month?
A month? No, that's too long.
Is it?
People have jobs and kids, and it's got to be a smaller time, don't you think?
Maybe you could plan in advance. Let's take the whole kid thing out of it. Let's just say, imagine a world where you don't have kids and you can just disappear. Where would you go?
Oh, I would definitely head over to the Build-A-Bear workshop for at least 48 hours and make stuffed animals. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No. God, that's a good question. I was basing it on like 24 hours. I could go hang out like at a Bass Pro for 48 hours.
For 24
honestly.
Hours?
Or like a pontoon boat in the middle of Lake Dillon and just veg, you know, and just be alone, be in nature, have a little grill on there and just hang out for a couple days and just ignore everybody and everything. Mm-hmm. That one's pretty good.
I like that.
That's a close second to the Build-A-Bear workshop.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go my happy place and probably go Broadmoor.
Yeah, okay.
Disappear there, not tell anyone, just go. Or can we think
But they would find
that?
You there. You've got to pick a place, too, that your family wouldn't be like, nah, he's at the Broadmoor. He loves that place.
Then I'm going out of the country.
Are you? Going to Machu Picchu or something?
No, I'm going to go to either Portugal or Spain. Southern coast.
Okay.
Just fade into those
blend.
Smaller towns
just
along
blend.
There.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to blend. Yeah, you blend.
Blend.
I'm going to go blend into southern Spain or Portugal. So I'm going to need more than 48 hours, Jer.
You really are. You really, really are.
I don't want to fly all the way over there, spend, you know, 12 hours and turn around and fly back.
Whereas I feel like I could hang at the Cheesecake Factory for 48 hours and try everything on the menu. So...
Mariana says somewhere where there's a beach.
All right.
Maybe an island.
Yeah, beaches
yeah, sure.
are nice. Sure, sure.
Lucinda's thinking along the same lines. She says Hawaii. Barbara's going Broadmoor. I'll meet you there. Actually,
there you go.
Barb, we can't because Jeremy says everyone
can't.
Would
We'd
know
find
that's
Dom there
because
Dom likes the Broadmoor.
So. Damn it all.
I'd find him at his little writing table.
Tammy says, I would go count all those penguins in Antarctica.
That's right. That story from yesterday. That's good.
Nicholas is going to Machu Picchu and maybe not come back.
There you go.
I think you'd want to come back after a while. Yeah. So where are you going to go? Where are you going to disappear? You're going to pull a Kate Middleton and you're going to disappear and you're not coming back. Well, we'll say it's up to you. 48 hours up to a month.
You're just gone. Getting everybody out of your life.
You know, and here's why I say this, because Kate, the whole stuff about Kate Middleton has been going on for 2 months. So I think in order to if you're gone for just one day, a lot of people wouldn't even notice that you were gone.
All right. So longer.
Right?
A week.
So it's got to be a little longer than a day because then you're not disappearing. Then you're just on a long
You want people
shopping
to become
trip.
Slightly concerned about your whereabouts.
Well, no, that's a really good question that we need to throw in here before we go to calls.
Yeah.
Is this disappearing without telling anybody? Because I don't want to cause any... distress.
Well, I guess you probably have to tell the people that are the closest around you.
What if you just said, I'm disappearing for a while, but you don't tell them where? But that way they know that you're okay.
I'll text every now and then and say I'm fine. Just don't text back.
Yeah, see, I think that's going to have to be the rule with this mind candy.
All right.
Is that you can't cause distress. You can't just, like, fall off the grid and suddenly people think you're lying dead in a ditch somewhere.
Which might be your go-to spot, actually, lying in a ditch.
You could just lie in a ditch
2 weeks
for a while.
That's where you're going to pull your cape.
So if you tell people, I'll be gone, don't look for me.
All right.
You know
you
what? I read something a couple of years ago that said that was a hidden dream of so many people, because I used to say it a long time ago that I was just going to disappear someday. This was before I got married. So I was like, I'm just going to disappear and I don't need people to know where I am. I'll walk away from the radio show and just vanish. And now I can't really do that because now I hitch my wagon to somebody.
Right, right.
She'd had to disappear with me.
She might.
I don't think she wants to do that. let's take one quick call before we go to the break. Here's Bruce. Bruce, where are you going to disappear? You're going to pull a Kate Middleton. Where are you going?
Good morning, boys. I would go to Belize.
Belize it or not.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get a t-shirt that says it on there. Belize it or not. Why Belize?
Belize? You are expatriated as an American, so you are protected by certain rights. You can disappear. Yeah. You don't go to the jungles.
Bruce, how's the food? How's the food?
I believe it's...
You Belize?
I believe it's an acquired taste.
Oh, that means it sucks.
Then I don't want to go to Belize.
That's so well put, Bruce. We got to run. Thank you for being on
Bruce
the show.
Bruce is very serious.
You know, it's great. I love the way he answered it. I believe it's an acquired taste. You're like eating monkey brains or something.
I don't want monkey brains.
And I got to say, the messages have been pretty funny.
Well, Tim here said he's going to rehab, and I said, I can't tell if you're serious or not. And he goes, oh, no, I would go to rehab. So. good luck with that, Tim. At least you know you need it. Go get it done, man.
Yeah, I'd go to rehab.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said
Tim. Jen says the Amalfi Coast, which, by the way, that's a solid choice. She goes, no husband, no kids.
Oh, yeah. That's what I
think that's many what you got to do. Is you got to leave. I think if you're going to disappear, we should talk about this for a second before we go to Sherry's call. If you're going to disappear, if you're bringing someone, I think that takes away from the disappearing.
Yeah, you are at your limit with everybody, and you want to be alone is the gist of this.
So I think this almost has to be like an unwritten rule that if you're going to disappear, you're going to fall off the map or whatever, you're by yourself.
Absolutely.
Which excludes a lot of people already because there are a lot of people who are extroverts or whatever, and they can't imagine being anywhere alone
they get uncomfortable
for even a
with
day.
This. Yeah, I'll be bored within an hour. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are out. Here's Sherry. Sherry, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to the land of the strays. It's a place in Costa Rica with like 1,000 stray dogs.
I've seen this place. It's the dogs. They just run wild on the hills and stuff. It's like a dog sanctuary.
Go ahead, Jeremy, say it.
Quick, guess one place that Dom would never go to.
Really?
No, I've heard of that place, though. They give dogs a second chance if they're old and
that's sweet.
You know, falling apart.
I mean, that's sweet. That is. Yeah, but... My
Sherry,
idea of heaven is not
human.
Going
That's
to a place
okay,
with a
Dom,
thousand
because I'm going
dogs.
There to be alone.
He's
so
going.
Okay.
She's going alone, Dom.
That's right. She's going to hang with the dogs.
I'm going to get away from great. People.
You know what?
You know
it's
what
your
we're
life.
Talking about, don't you, Sherry? Just
I
check
do.
It out.
Just surround me with a lot of dogs, and I'm good.
Who's the number one person in your life right now that you're sick of?
I'm sick of. Oh, that's a tough one. There's a toss up there. I'm going to go with all of my employees currently.
All of your employees. Whoa,
yeah,
you do need a break.
It's time for you to get out.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, it'll just fall apart there. Without you, though, Sherry. You know that, right?
Yeah, so yes, as with the whole world, yes.
Hey, have fun with the puppies.
I'm that vital. What'd you say?
I said, have fun with the puppies.
Oh, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Sherry.
You too, Sherry. Thank you for being on the show. Next up is Debbie. Debbie, where are you going to go?
Good morning, boys. I'm going to go on a cruise in the Mediterranean.
Oh, see, that sounds lovely. Sounds really, really nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Especially
because you're, in the middle of the sea.
In the middle of the sea.
Well, that's what all cruises have in common, you know.
You are on the water. It would be weird if the cruise was in Kansas.
I just mean you're harder to find.
Well, you know what? That's a really good point. You're isolated.
You're very hard to find, especially if the boat sinks. You would be really hard to find.
Well, yeah.
That's a good point.
Haven't you seen Titanic? No, cruises are great. We were talking about doing an Alaskan cruise, actually. I kind of want to.
I think you guys should. I hope you and Nicole do
so
that.
Cool. Yeah.
I think you should. Yeah.
I feel like that's one of those trips, though, that you do without the kids. It'll just be the two of us. And
yes.
They'll be bored.
Thank you, God. I didn't think I'd ever hear you say that.
Yeah, that's a no kids cruise for sure.
Yeah, that's the kids wouldn't even appreciate it.
Debbie, who's the number one person in your life right now that you're super annoyed with?
I'm not super annoyed with anyone, but I will say that I have a teen and a preteen.
Oh,
enough said.
No wonder you want to get so far away on the water.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're not even going Caribbean. You're going all the way over to the Mediterranean. You want even farther.
Yeah. Get rid of those dirty back talking teens.
They're great, but it's, it would be a nice break.
So do you have any particular cruise picked out? Like, does it have a theme or anything?
I've been eyeing the Greek islands, like going around Greece and Croatia and down there. That's kind of my dream.
That's cool. What is that going to cost?
Yeah, that's a great location, but I just wondered if you were like one of those people who did like a theme cruise, like,
like what, Disney?
Yeah, Star Wars cruise, Disney cruise.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Well, I do love a good Disney cruise, but if I'm going by myself, I might try a different line.
A grown-up
cruise. I'm bringing the kids. Disney is the way to go, yeah.
What is that one going to cost you? Have you priced it out?
Well, on Disney, it's a lot more, but the service is really great. Depends on the... I don't know how many days, but if you're doing like a week or more.
Come on, just give us a rough number.
Probably 5,000 to 7,000. Oh, that's for four people. So probably like 3 or 4 a person, maybe.
All right.
You know, you can save up your pennies for a while and then disappear. I think you should. I was looking not that long ago at one of those cruises that starts down in either Australia or New Zealand. And then it lasts something. Yeah, but get a load of this, Debbie. The cruise lasts, I want to say, a year and a half. So you live on the cruise ship for about a year and a half or 2 years or something, and it hits something like 70 different ports around the world.
That's really
You're
neat.
You're basically cruising the world, and you live on the ship.
What does that cost you?
It's a... Well, it's obviously, well into six figures.
Yeah.
But it's for people who, have arrived or whatever, and they've, they sell their house and they go live on a cruise ship or something.
Pretty neat way to see the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are ones you can do for 3 months or 6 months, too. And there's some you can sort of buy an apartment and then rent it out if you're not on it. Or those look amazing.
I wonder by the end of it if you feel like you're just moving all the time. Once you finally end and you're back on regular land, if you just still feel like you're swaying every now
and then. Swaying, yeah, that's a thing.
After a week, it does. I've been on cruises. When you get back, you do feel like you're swaying for a couple days, even after just a week.
The one cruise I was on, we were in the big ballroom area watching a show, and we were just sitting there watching the curtains go back and forth, back and forth. You're like, whoa.
It happened to my ex-wife. She went on a cruise, and when she got back, she had that inner ear condition.
Yeah.
And it might still be going on, but I mean, we're talking years that she felt like she was swaying still on
a
ship.
Down
she
a
said
lot?
It was She said it was a curse. She goes, it was the biggest curse of her life. And it happened because she was on some boat for so long.
Well,
yeah.
Let me scratch out the Alaskan cruise here on my
No, you're all right.
No, it's really fun.
You need to do that Alaskan cruise. Right, it's very few people that afflicts.
Oh, okay, good. Good, good.
All right, well, have fun over in the Mediterranean, Debbie, okay?
Thanks. Have a great day, boys.
Bye, Debbie.
I like this kind of mind candy because even if people don't call in, they get to think about it and they get to pick the spot where they want to disappear for
a while. Yeah, it is kind of fun.
It's nice. You know, it's a nice little mental break. You check out for just a little bit and then, you know, reality hits you.